can happen, it's already happened. When Massachusetts legalized gay marriage, schools began teaching second graders that boys can marry boys. The courts ruled parents had no right to object.
Under California law, public schools instruct kids about marriage. Teaching children about gay marriage will happen here unless we pass Proposition 8. Yes on 8.
See, again, when they try to tell you it's just about two people that want to live together, that love each other and feel for each other, I'll tell you, that's not what it's about. This right here, who it's about. It's about our future. It's about our children and the effect that this is going to have upon them. Now, when these commercials began to air, those that oppose Proposition 8, they were outraged. They did everything they could to try to stop those commercials from being aired. They tried to file a suit against that. Courts wouldn't hear it. They wrote letters to radio stations and the television stations saying, you can't air that. And I think the reason they did that is because they realized the truth behind it, and they do not want the public to recognize that this is a part of the agenda. It's a part of the agenda then to change not only the definition of marriage, but to change how these children look at it. It will put the beliefs of parents, the rights of parents, in direct conflict with the educational system. Now, I know what they say. They say, but Pastor, they're not going to teach that in school. That will not be a part of the school curriculum. That doesn't have anything to do with our children. It doesn't have anything to do with classes. It doesn't have anything to do with curriculum. Oh, really? Then someone explain to me, if that's not the agenda, if that's not what is happening, why, just a little over a week ago, once again, City Hall, San Francisco, this is what happened.
And you promised to love her and comfort her, to honor her, to keep her in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, as long as you both shall live. And to you, Carrie, take this woman, Erin, to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
And by the virtue of the authority vested in me as a deputy marriage commissioner for the state of California, it's my great honor to pronounce you spouses for life. Congratulations.
I married the love of my life today here in City Hall. And my entire first grade class at Creative Arts Charter School was here to wish us well and throw flowers at us. And it was wonderful. It was so amazing. Their reactions were beautiful. They were also full of smiles and love and throwing the flowers and just excited to be a part of it. They've heard me talking about my wedding, and they know that I was out of school for a week to take my honeymoon, and I just can't believe they came today. I feel really blessed. I really hope that all the children of the world and the future generations understand and see how beautiful love is. And no matter who's getting married, it's a beautiful, blessed union. And that right should be afforded to everyone.
That was her first grade class that they took out of school to take to City Hall as a school field trip to experience a lesbian wedding. Now, if you don't think that there is an agenda here, then you better wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't think this is not going to affect our children. As a matter of fact, the principal, when asked about this, the principal said, well, it is a teachable moment. That's not what I want the school teaching them. I don't want them teaching them about homosexuality. That's what a parent needs to be sharing with their child. That's what the faith of that child needs to be influencing on. Not, I want them to teach them how to read, write, arithmetic. I don't want them to talk to them about these types of matters. But yet, it's going to happen. Now, let me give you a little more background on that little girl that you saw in the commercial. That's taken not from fiction, but that's taken from the actual case that took place in Massachusetts. Here's a state who has same-sex marriage. So we can look there and we can say, well, where is this going to go? What effect is it going to have? If we follow after the example of this state here in California, then what's coming down the pike? Well, we already see what's happened in San Francisco with taking first-grade classes, first graders, to see a lesbian wedding. But what happened there? Well, the little boy came home and said, hey, I just had a book that they showed us at school, that they taught us at school. They sat down and read it to us called King and King. And this is a story about two princes, two men that fall in love, get married, even shows at the end of this the illustration of them kissing together. Now, this is for 5 to 7-year-olds that are seeing this, that a teacher is teaching them concerning this. Well, the father was very upset, as I'm sure you can imagine. He went to the school and said, listen, I want to know what you're teaching, when you're teaching it, because I don't want my child to be in this. I want to opt my child out of that class. And the school had the arrogance to tell him, we don't have to tell you, and you cannot opt your child out. Well, he sued, took it all the way to the highest court. Unfortunately, he's lost that battle in that state. I'm back now to activist judges. And if that doesn't show you the agenda that is ahead and the effect that this is going to have upon our educational system. Now, let's come back to California. Do you know that one of the largest donors, one of the largest contributors to defeat Proposition 8 is the California Teachers Association? That this week they gave $1 million to defeat Prop 8. They've already given $250,000, so they're up to $125,000. The California Teachers Association. If you're a teacher here today and can hear me, I challenge you, you need to write that union. If you're a part of that organization, and tell them this is not how I want my money to be spent. Now, let's go back to Massachusetts here in this, because I'll tell you some of the other folks that are giving big bucks here in California to defeat Proposition 8, and they entered into the lawsuit, or they sent briefs, if you will, friends of the court. They gave their opinion on how they thought the court should rule. Of course, they thought that the court should rule against the parent. Let me just show you some of the things that they said in that. Here's what the Human Rights Campaign have given $2 million to defeat Proposition 8. Here's what they said concerning the case there in Massachusetts. They said there is no constitutional principle grounded in either the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause or the right to direct the upbringing of one's child, which requires defendants to either remove the books now in issue or to treat them as suspect by imposing an opt-out system. Again, remember, it's about that book, King and King. And so they said there is no constitutional principle. The parent doesn't have a right over their own children. And these are the people that are giving $2 million to defeat Prop 8 here in this state. This is where it's heading. Well, let's talk about the ACLU. The ACLU have given over again $1,250,000. Here's what the ACLU argued in this case. They said this court has astutely recognized that a broad right of a parent to opt a child out of a lesson would fatally compromise the ability of a school to provide a meaningful education, a conclusion that holds true regardless of the age of the child or the nature of the belief. They're saying there that if a parent has a right to opt a child out, to say, I don't want you teaching that to my child, then that would greatly, as they say, compromise the ability of the school to provide meaningful education. Of course they don't want our kids being out of that class. They want them in that classroom. They want to be able to force feed them what they want them at this young, innocent age to go directly in conflict with your views and with your faith and within your rights as a parent. I don't know about you, but every time I read that as a parent, I get mad and I say, enough is enough. This is not where we want to go. Here's what else the ACLU had to say. They said specifically, the parents in this case do not have a constitutional right to override the professional judgment of the school with respect to the inclusion within the curriculum of the age-appropriate children's book, King and King. Can I just give that to you in good oaky term? School's saying, hey, we're the professionals. You're a bunch of hicks. We know better how to raise your kids. So just go home and be quiet. We'll take care of your kids. My kids do not belong to the school system. They do not belong to the government. They were a gift of God given to us as parents, and we have every right. That's where this is headed. So when people talk to you about Proposition 8, and they just say, well, it's about two people that love each other and just want to live together, and how could you deny them their rights? You need to think of these ABCs. You need to say, wait a minute. I don't want activist judges doing this. I want the people deciding this. I don't want them equating this thing as the same as equal rights and civil rights. It had nothing to do with that. And more importantly, I'm doing this for my children. Person on the radio program called me the other day and they said, well, it's not going to affect my marriage. And I said, well, it's not going to affect my marriage. I've been married 27 years, and no matter what happens with property, that's not going to affect my love for my wife and my relationship with my wife. But it'll affect my kids. It'll affect my grandkids. It'll affect our future as a state and as a nation. Folks, I cannot be more passionate about this. My relationship with my wife, but it'll affect my kids. It'll affect my grandkids. It'll affect our future as a state and as a nation. Folks, I cannot be more passionate about this. This is at the time now of a Waterloo. This is a time that we, as the people of God, as citizens of this state, that we have got to stand up and we have got to speak up. We are just days away from the election now. And I want to give you some things that you need to do. First of all, if you've not registered to vote, you have got until the 20th to do that. You've got until the 20th. And if you've not registered to vote, stop by in the lobby today and we'll help you do that. And if you're eligible to vote and you're not registered to vote, let me just say right now, shame on you. Shame on you. Because we have had brave men and women over the decades that have given their life and are currently on the line for the freedoms that we have. We can send them on the other side of the world to defend us, but we can't even register and go to a poll and vote. Shame on us. Register to vote. Come on, somebody say amen. We have got to do that. Next, use your power of influence. You need to talk about this. You need to get a yard sign in your yard. You need to get a t-shirt and wear it. Every opportunity you get when you hear someone talk about one of these commercials that they've seen or what somebody has said, and if they don't talk about it, you need to start talking about it. You need to say, what do you think about it? Let me share with you the real facts about it. Take this information and share it. I believe the word of God that says they will know the truth and the truth will set them free. Matter of fact, let me tell you, since these commercials have started running, don't let anybody think you're in the minority. You're in the majority. Now the polls have swung to the other side and it's 47-43 in favor of Proposition 8. People are waking up and are understanding. Even among young people, 18 to 34, the percentage is 53 to 34. Young people are even catching on to this. So you need to talk about it. You need to influence those that are around you. You need to recognize it. Now let me just say one final thing. Because I realize this is a personal issue. I realize this is an issue that can divide families. It's divided my own. I have members in my family that are a part of the gay community. And believe me, they are not real happy with my stance on this. And it's caused division. So I understand. Some of you have family members out there and you say, well, I just don't want to do anything and I believe in them and that. Do not allow this to be something that is personal. We cannot decide this issue on our feelings. Because if we decide this on our feelings, that's what has happened to America. That's why we're in the trouble that we're in. Just because a person feels love for someone doesn't mean that they should be allowed to marry them. Just because they feel that, well, this is something I'm committed to, does that make it right? What about polygamy? And Judge Baxter said this is what will happen next. Because the same argument, well, they're two loving people. Then why wouldn't three loving people fit that same category? Why would you deny them their rights? They're born that way. What if an adult and a child, they love each other. They care for each other. Why would you deny them that right? You see, the argument doesn't hold water. You want the school teaching your children something that is against your views? I had two people yesterday on the program that were in favor of defeating Prop 8. And I asked them that question, and both of them said, well, no, I really don't want that. I mean, anybody recognizes that. That's what this is about, folks. It's not against people. It's against standing up for our future. And it all started at City Hall. And honestly, friends, it's going to have to end there. This is where it's going to be decided. When people go to the polls and they vote on November the 4th. Talk about this. Share this information with those that are around. Because we have got to see a move happen in our nation. We've got to pray about this. We've got to call upon God for His help. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 2, puts it this way. It simply says, wake up. Wake up and strengthen that which remains. It's not too late, folks. It is not too late. We can stand for morality and for values. And we can see our tradition, our belief, our faith defended. It's time we come out of the closet.